Shmaitz Ashir Tuesday night or Lehei Mar Cheshvan. Or Lehei Mar Cheshvan. Shmaitz Zion. Perek Yud Gimel, I believe. Okay, I made this is like a little. It's not. I don't want to say not longest because, but it's like. So I took notes. So we're going to talk at the beginning of the parak again, but we won't learn inside the text. Within the text, we're up. Omnom. Okay, so here there's a Tosfos in Yevamos. The Mishnah says, "Ein me'idin ella al parzukonim imachotem." That is how you can tell. Okay, this is the guy, and you don't follow. This is the lashon Mishnah. This is the key phrase that everything is built up on. It's like Shara Yichud. Ein me'idin ella al parzukonim imachotem. Only on the cheek, on the cheeks, and on the nose, and the Gemara adds the forehead. And not simonim begufo ubekelov. And not simonim on the body or on his clothing. Tosfos says, and this is again what everything is built on, Tosfos says that that's tafka if that's all that there is. But if gufo sholem, then even if there's no padachas and chotem and lechayayim, then you could tell through Simone Guf who it is, if Gufo Shalem. That's Tosfos' first tzad. Okay.
What do you get? I know from them. Well, mine is going because it's like a trick.
So Tosfos says that, again, the statement of the Mishnah is no simonim begufu bekelim, only parts upon him in achotim. Tosfos says if the guf is sholem, then nikor heitev al yedei simonei haguf. Then the Mishnah's rule doesn't apply. The Mishnah's talking about if ain gufo sholem. If gufo sholem, then you could use simonei haguf. We'll see what that means. That's what, yeah. Then Tosfos says a second point, the old. So that's the first point. If the guf is sholem, then you could be makir heitev al yedei simonei haguf. Another, then Tosfos makes a second point, if this tviyasayin, then you could, right, so the first point of Tosfos, if it's kol guf sholem, then nikar hu heitev al yedei simonei haguf.
That's an okimta, right?
Yeah, that the Mishnah is talking about ein guf sholem dafka. Then Tosfos makes the second point that if you have tviyas ayin,
even in that okimta,
that if you have tviyas ayin, then even if it's ain gufo shalem, if you have tviyas ayin, then you could be makir him through tviyas ayin. And Tosfos' question is: Al yedei tviyas ayin, al yedei simonei haguf.
It's called gufo. No, it's
not the fact. Not on the second point.
Yeah. To be assigned, you can't hear about this in a goof. Kevin says, Ko goofa.
So, what's the difference between what's the first point and what's the second one? The first point is if Ko goofa is selling, and you don't need padachas for chaytem, he could be nikar al yedei simonei haguf. Second point is that getting back to the Mishnah, we only don't care about simonim begufo bekelov if it's simonim, but tviyas ayin, then we could follow things we see on the goof. I guess, I mean, to me it would mean even a thangle for sure. Okay, so get a tight, get a Yvonne.
Regular ones.
Thank you.
We're trying to switch our SIM cards to see if phone will do it for the account. Try to call my phone, yours.
I call Ryan, you should call someone else.
That's the problem. I don't know still.
Ask for the green for his number. I'm reading from the Titans inside. Osios Machima. I know that the ancient Melah Parsos.
Excuse me, I'm asking. I'm sorry.
In me, even the top choice. I know that the ancient Melah Parsos. I will call for Hoshalim. I feel you ain't can for Daka to fight them. Nicker who ate the validation money at this. I really just might want to talk about this. Because if the point is that Shimonim are not enough to be Mater Isha, to be Mater and Isha Sish, so then really Tosfos first teretz has no shot. It's a different Nikar who hate Dave, Aludei Shimoni Agup, but Shimonim are not strong enough to be Mater Isha Sish.
That's my focus, right? Shimonim who raise the money.
So that's the Gemara. The Gemara says that the reason we don't follow the Shimonim on the goof or the kalim, hello? The reason we don't follow the Simonim on the goof or the kalim is either because Simonim love the Araisa, or because we're talking about Simonim, what they call Simonim Klusha. So, the first time, I think the Achrenim talk about it. That's what the Shemaitre really is going to talk about in the parrot. I'm pointing out the difficulty in places. Unless he means to be a Zion in the first terrace also.
What? Is it two terutzim?
Well, I don't know, it's 2 points. He doesn't ask your kasha. He makes 2 points. The din of the Mishnah, his first point is not by kol gufo sholem, because then nikar hu eitev al yedei simoni haguf. Now, he doesn't use the word tviyasayin. This is what gives rise to the difficulty in Tosfos. You hear Beryl, he doesn't use the word tviyasayin. But what could he mean? The Gemara has two stodim, my simonim are no good on the kelim, or the good. One is Simonim Lav D'Araisa, and one is that it's Simonim Klushim. So then Tosfos really has no beer. I don't know why I'm just... Now I'm realizing that that will be part of this Maizer discussion. Let's just leave it to point out the difficulty in Tyson's first point. The second point is that by simonim you say simonim of the guf and the kalim are not enough, but if there's triasayim, avol aliday triasayim, then he could be niko aliday simoni haguf, kivin sheyesh kol gufo. Mamish, you know, I'm looking now, I don't see the difference between the two points of choices. Look at choices of Kufkafim and Alva. I realize I have in the back here. Find you Vamish of Kufkaf. The Gemara is our first, probably.
Yeah, Vamish is about the first thing
you want in order, so you want Kufkaf.
Should I get a few couple more Gemara?
No. It's two short points. Okay, so if I borrow a phone, I could use my SIM card and my phone number.
Or you get a different phone and you attach SIM card and you use the phone.
Yeah, so if I borrow a phone,
it's just temporary.
So you can have an extra phone. So if I could put my SIM card in it, so if you call me. I don't have to tell people I have a new phone number.
Right. When I call the remote dispatcher, my phone with your card, it said on his phone number, it's little line.
The place makes 2 points. I don't see the difference between the 2 points. He doesn't use the word to see a sign in the first point, but what could he mean? It's not a question of Nikar Heitev. The Gemara says Simonim is either Lavdi or Isa. Right? Or it's talking about Simonim Klushim. So what do you mean? But if the good showing that Nikar who Heitev are the Simonim. We're not talking about Nikar Heitev.
What does the Gemara say about Dereisa Dumani? We must be talking about Simoni Dereisa.
Okay, we'll leave it, because this might as well be talking about this in the course of the parent. But it's like very, not hard, it's very
difficult.
Difficult.
Confusing.
So I made a sheet, but now I realize I don't even understand the difference between the two Terusim and Dereisa.
It sounds like Victor Hayden is the issue.
One would think. If it wouldn't be that the words Tzvias Zion are conspicuously missing, I would just assume Niker Heitev means Tzvias Zion. But the words Tzvias Zion are conspicuously missing. Okay, let's see. So, I'm learning, I'm back to the text. So we learned the Tosfos. I'm in the beginning.
Just one quick question. The difference between Tzvias Zion, what is the difference? What is Tzvias Zion as opposed to Simon?
Tzvias Zion. Simon means, I don't recognize him, but I know he had a mole on his left cheek. So that's a sin. Then you have three types of Simonim, the Gemara says. You have Simonim Muvhokim, Simonim Beinonim, and Simonim Klushim. Klushim means very weak. There's a question if Simonim is the Arise or the Rabbonim. Simonim Muvhokim, everybody holds help. Simonim Klushim, everybody holds doesn't help. The battleground is Simonim Beinonim. So let's say a mole on his left cheek is Simonim Beinonim. There are other people with moans. Hooked on the left cheek moans.
Wait, in hockey, everyone agrees with Reiser?
Yeah. Vulcan means he had a scar in the shape of New York State on his left rib. I don't know.
What's then the nose and the cheeks and the forehead?
That's what we're trying to figure out. This is Mommy's part of what we're trying to figure out. The place that says,
and then Tzvias Zion means he just recognizes the guy.
Means,
he knows him.
That's Shmerel.
Right.
Don't tell me. I know what Shmerel looks like. Right. Now, there's something in Tzvias called Tzvias Zion Al Yudei Simonim Hanguf. But we're going to learn some people take out the Gersa. That Tzvias' second point is Tzvias Zion, which means I used to go swimming with Merrill. I used to go swimming with Shmerel. And those are his legs. I don't know. I know where it was. I recognized them from swimming. I went swimming with them 3 times a week, so I know what it is. That's it. I recognize them. Like when you know pshat in a sugya, but you can't really explain it. Maybe that's a bad example. And you should be able to explain it. It's like when you say something and I don't like it. Like, I can't prove why I don't like it. I just have a clear sign that it's no good.
Libio, man.
Yeah, yeah, that's what it is. That's what clear sign is. I mean, I guess it's a koach a person has. It's a koach of the bria. That you recognize it. It's synonymy that I don't recognize it, but it's kind of weird that there's a... The Gemara talks about a lost get. A siman muvak is that there's a hole on the third letter in the fourth word of the get. So that's a siman muvak. You don't recognize the get. Then you can say, I recognize the get. I recognize the parchment. I recognize the handwriting. This is the get that was lost. I recognize it.
By Tzvi Yisayin, it's really Ayidik Simanim in a sense. It's just that it's like subliminal.
Well,
in other words, it's maybe. Because he recognizes the shape.
I don't think you're right. But what you're saying is true. And that, if you're Gairus and Tzvi Yisayin, Ayidik Simanim HaGuf, the shot would be what you're saying.
Oh, right.
I don't think regular Tzvi Yisayin needs that. Regular Tzvi Yisayin means, I recognize it. It's a koach hakara you have, you know. A guy, we have stories. A guy appears in his town after 30 years of being missing. He has a siman, you know. He has a birthmark somewhere. And there's a guy that I recognize him.
If you analyze it and sort of deconstruct it, it's because
look, they didn't recognize Yosef because he had a beard. And he showed him the bris milah. That was a siman.
I would think it would be something published, like anybody who has a bris. Anybody?
No, the Mitzvah didn't have bris.
The Mitzvah didn't have it. If there was any Jew around, anybody could have pretended to be.
Actually, at that point, all the Mitzvah had a bris also.
Already gave them. Oh, that's true. All right, I remember having that concert. Someone talks about it.
No, it's Baruch Hashem, it's not the end. It's the compression.
Can you release it a little bit?
What?
Can you futz with it a little? Make it a little less?
It's not the diary. Okay. So Tosfos makes 2 points.
Yes.
Let's look at it again. So the Mishnah is a very, you know, you learn the Mishnah. Nobody's talking about VSI. They're talking about, I don't know what they're talking about. Come to think of it. Ein me'idin ela parts of ponim machotem. I would say, you know, if I'm learning the Mishnah, and I would just read that sentence, I would say that they're talking about Tzvi Yisayin, and the Mishnah is telling you only that way can you have Tzvi Yisayin,
right.
Otherwise you're fooling yourself.
To
recognize the person, you need that much of the face.
Right.
But then, the Mishnah is really going from one extreme to the other. It's saying, Ein midim ela patoponim machaydim, which is talking about Tzvi Yisayin, which means, they're talking about simonim, like it's jumping from one extreme to the other. What happens if you have a tzvi yisayin in gufo or kelev? See, in gufo I could see a tzvi yisayin. In kelev it would be hard to. No, why not? Kelev also. Let's see, people find my tick. I know that tick anyway. That's what we mean.
One of your little tick. Pet ticks here. I'll know that's yours.
Right. So really. Okay, I mean, we're really jumping on. This is what the parrot talks about to a large degree. But it's good that we're figuring it out ourselves. Okay, then Tosfos makes 2 points.
I'm sorry, in the Mishnah, what does it mean to say by the second case that Ubekelev, Ein Me'idin, is this a separate point? Allah takes a natural, that's a different point? In the Mishnah.
I think you're putting the comma in the wrong place.
Ah, okay. Yeah,
semicolon. Now another din. You don't say he was breathing his last. Let his wife remarry. Simona is no good. Even if you have Simona Bukhov, it's no good until you're able to say, I recognize him.
It should say, but Simona Bukhov Kalev and Aimidin
Allah. Even though you didn't see the mole, you know.
What I'm bothered by is that the mission jumps from one extreme to the other. Let's say you have Simona on his nose. So Simona Bukhov Kalev, I could hear. Simona Bukhov Kalev, because, you know, they're not a good. again, either Simonim Lavdi or Raisa, or we're talking about Simonim Kushim. But Pasaponim and Machaitim, not talking about Simonim. The Mishnah doesn't read well. If we'd be talking about Simonim and the Pasaponim and the Chaitim, then you say, Ain't me not going to Chaitim. I'll be saying Simonim and Gufa Kaila. But really, but again, I know the Shmaita because of this in the parent, but it's good we're talking about it now. We'll have a better understanding of the Shmaita. Hopefully. The Chayyur to 2 points of the Gemara would apply to parts of Tonim and Chaitim also. That Simonim is either Lavdi or Aisa, or the Simonim Kushim. It doesn't read well. The Mishnah does not read well. Okay. Now, Taisus makes 2 points. One is that the Mishnah's statement is only true when you only have, when the only thing showing is the parts. You can't say when you only have the parts, because the Mishnah was on to say even if this Simonim is goof. It's like there ain't no goof, there ain't no Simonim in the goof. It must be open. So, I know Dr. Shenshim a lot of parts of that shalem. Avalim kol gufo shalem. Then afilu en kan patachas uchaitim nikar hu heitev al yudei simone haguf. I don't know what it means. I question what Tosfos means. I first want to know what Tosfos means. I question what Tosfos means because, again, the Gemara goes on to say that the Pshat in the Mishnah din is that either Simonim Lavdi or Raisa, or it's Simonim Klushim. So that's going to be true about the parts of Ponim and the Chaitim also. Elamai, you're talking about Nikar Reitav Al Yisimonei Aguf. Why? Why? Why the Nikar Reitav? Is Simonim Lavdi or Raisa or Simonim Klushim? We'll see. I think the Shmaita is going to be talking about this. Really. But it's not clear what Tosfos means. And Nika who hate them, I mean, I would love to say it means Tzvi Yisayin, and that Tosfos is great. But if the Guf is Sholem, then you can go with Tzvi Yisayin. You don't need Simonim on the Kalim with a Guf. You know what he looks like. That's only the Guf Sholem.
What if he doesn't?
If he doesn't, he can't be made.
The Guf is Sholem. So then, if there's Simonim Mubak, I guess, a birthmark in the shape of...
Simonim Mubak is always good.
What's that? Oh, because that's Mubak?
Simonim Mubak is always good.
So we're talking Benoni. So what's the Simonim Benoni?
We're either talking Benoni and Simonim Lavdi or Raisa.
What's the Simonim Benoni? What's the example?
I don't know. You really need an example?
No, I don't know.
His name is... his name is Kaplan, and he wears glasses, and he lives in Borough Park.
But how about Simon and the Goof? Is it Wart and Simon Benoni?
I don't know. I don't care.
Right.
I'm interested in the legal principle. A POSEC has to know how to categorize each one. And I'm not making fun of your question because you have to be able to categorize it. In other words, a POSEC, he's not going to flip a coin. Someone comes to the POSEC and they will say that he has a birthmark on his, on his back. So the POSEC has to decide. So there are definitions. A good POSEC, a Lomdish POSEC, won't just say, yeah, that feels like it's pain on me, or it feels like he'll have a working definition for each category. I mean, even if it's legal term, say, a Simon Movement means it's highly unlikely that someone else has this same symptom. Highly unlikely. Bainani would mean it's possible, but it's unlikely. Not highly unlikely.
Pretty unlikely.
But not even pretty unlikely. And the Simon Kolish is really anybody, because the Simon Kolish is more talking about how tall he is. Short he is, so a lot of people are like that. Gutzo Aruch is a Simon Kolish.
And
he wears glasses.
So DNA is a Mufak?
He wants my life. DNA is probably more than Mufak. Well, it depends. Well, DNA that it's not talking about paternity to establish paternity.
No, probably.
I assume that post can consider it neutral. So if I was just learning Tosis, I would, before seeing that Hrenim and before seeing the Shmites and try to design Perek and Gimel, I would say that Tosis means to the Zion. And that's his point.
In the first Perek of Rabbeinu Tam?
The first point. Right.
Is the point. Not Perek, right. Good point.
Again, the Mishnah Shvet. The Mishnah seems to jump from extreme to extreme. If the Mishnah means that the parts of Bonham and the Chaitim have a Simon, then I'll ask my question on the Mishnah. Why? If the Bonham is either about the Arisa, or it's talking about a Simon Kolo. Why should that work on the Pasach of Bonham and the Chaitim?
Unless when the head's detached, you know, the notice that when the head's detached, you don't know what it is, but somehow it's either worse because then it, like, you can't, the face changes and you can't rid somebody no good anymore, or something like that.
I don't know what you just said.
When the body's intact. So,
so what are you saying?
I'm saying that.
What are you coming to say?
I'm just coming to say that the Ekipta is really tough. Isn't that what we're talking about?
The first point is Tosis. So you're coming to qualify the first point of Tosis.
I'm just saying, coming to add another variable there,
okay,
that could be working here. Because he says, if the body is not whole, that may have an effect on the liability of somebody on the head or on the body, as opposed to when it's whole intact, it may be that the Simani on the body are preserved more.
It works together.
Yeah.
But it's still going to have to be either Simon Kolos or Benoni or Mugo. It's going to have to fit into one of the
three. Maybe it would be a Benoni, and that would push it towards
Mugo.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, so the second point is, oh, the Shem of Dafka the Simonim would come on Hashid. I would say to the Asayim, Nikarate about the day Simoni Agus. Superchies called Gufa. Hey, this is going to be fair. Let's just go right to this. Mike and we'll be talking about all the difficulties.
Yeah.
So let's just learn to be true for the case of puzzle before he's ever made a time. She's telling me, I could be a client that doesn't make a time. And then he blows him on the goof. That's the assigned help on the goof. The coast, north of the Colon Forum, I suppose, when he makes some money on goof. Did the move from the Divi on tour? She calls on Shanika with the assigned. Well, his holiday is money at this. So the second point that Tyson's receiving all of his life is earning. But Simonim don't work on goof over there. But Fiasayan works. Then, according to the Gershwin, we have the something called Fiasayan holiday is money at this. According to others, you're not even going to money at this at all. But we can understand it. It's subliminal, but now you understand, now you remember it. And the Gemara says the Ksuv is about an aide that doesn't remember the Aedus. He's allowed to write it down and look at his notes. So the Gemara says that's only if his memory is only prodded by the notes. But he's not allowed to read from the notes. Like a bar mitzvah boy, you know. So here also, if you're, that's what your point was, I think. If the Asayan is prodded by the Simonim, that would be good. Tomorrow night.